Who wants to start?
Tom, can you talk a little bit about what you take from game one and how you try to, you know, just build off that and take that into game two as you're basically starting your season?
Yeah, I'd say it's really a new start for us. So, you know, as soon as that game ended, you know, you have to move on to the next opponent, and we certainly have a very good one in Arizona. And you know, our coach talked a lot about, you know, over the last few days of really getting to know them. It's not really an opponent we play as often as some of these other teams, but they're very dangerous. They got some really great players. They've, you know, obviously on a hot streak, winning 8 of their last 10. So, you know, really the last 2 days have been about trying to understand their strengths, what they do well, and really how we need to play the game. Every team has, you know, some different styles to it and schemes and coverages and so forth. And they really try to play to the strength of their players. So they have a very disruptive front. You know, Dockett and Campbell are, you know, really impressive players. You know, it's a very physical team. They're fast. I'd say that they're just very disruptive. So a great red area team. You know, coach said they led the league in red area the last few years, and obviously, last, you know, watching last weekend's game against Seattle, they had an incredible red area stand there to win the game. So, and they play hard for 60 minutes. So, those are some of the things that, you know, we talked about that we're going to need to really counter with, you know, physical style of play and try to go out there and execute, you know, our plays and certainly try to do them better than we did last week. Yeah, and defensively there's some of that too. I wouldn't say it's the same, but there's, you know, you see a few similarities. But they're really their own style of defense. They have some really unique players. I mean, Adrian Wilson's a phenomenal player. You know, they got Patrick Peterson is a very good young player. So they have quite a few of their own strengths that they really play to, and you know, we got to have a real good week of practice and try to really understand even better, you know, the things that they're doing that are allowing them to win all these games.
Is there something that you try and find? Is there a team that you like to use as a guide when you look at a team that you're not familiar with offensively? Is there, you try and find somebody who does things similarly to the way you do them and then see how Wilson or Campbell or Dansby or Peterson reacts against that team?
To a degree, I mean, that's part of the preparation is to try to find maybe some similar offenses, teams that may use some of the formations that we may use or some of the play-action passes that we may use. You try to look at the really good offenses or the ones that have, you know, really produced well against them in the past and to see kind of what they've done. And you also look at the teams that haven't done very well, too. I mean, it's equally as important to you know, watch some of the teams where the quarterback has 120 yards passing to see what they did wrong. You know, but at the same time, you know, we kind of do what we do, and, you know, we have our own style and strengths that we need to play to as well. That's part of, I think, the game plan preparation that lasts all the way up to, you know, 5 minutes before the game starts. You're trying to figure out ways to really use your players in the best situation possible and to take advantage of what, you know, you feel like is a perceived weakness on their part.
I remember at one point you called Wes the heart and soul of the Patriots, and not seeing him on the field as much as maybe we have in the past, you know, in the opener. I'm curious how unusual that was for you, and if it is at all reflective of, you know, his role on the team maybe changing a little bit in your view.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, every week's a little bit different, so you know, there's different opportunities on different weeks for different players. And I think the thing that's important to remember is it's a 16-game season. So, you know, you start getting up there and, you know, play 600 or 700 plays every year. You know, you know when you need it most, you got to be fresh. And I think that goes for all of us. It's hard to, you know, there's really a fine line because you're not pacing yourself by any stretch. You know, but at the same time, like, look, it's week one. Like, this is – you know, we've got a lot of football to play, and we're going to need everybody. And there's going to be games where, you know, Wes has not as many opportunities, games where he has a ton of opportunities. It all depends on how the game may play out or the situation of the game, you know. But, you know, he's a huge part of this offense and what we do on a weekly basis. So, you know, I'm sure there, you know, won't be too many games where he doesn't, you know, get a lot of opportunity.
Tom, yesterday Michael Lombardi from NFL Network, he used to work with Bill Belichick in Cleveland, and he said since the day he met Bill Belichick, all he's cared about is tight ends. Have you noticed that at all, and what are the advantages of running two tight end sets like you guys are doing the past few years?
Well, I think with our tight ends, you know, who have really taken on a pretty extensive role in our offense and have done a great job of that, you know, maybe you get some matchup issues that go along with the defense. Coach Belichick always sees things as a defensive coach and how are we going to defend these guys and so forth. And that's his background. But, you know, when you have a good tight end, I mean, the tight ends line up in it, really in the inside part of the formation. So really they can go anywhere on the field. I mean, they go, you know, across the field, they go, you know, to the sideline, they go short, medium, deep, they can do it all. So, you know, when you have, you know, tight ends that can do those things as well as run block, there's quite a bit of versatility within your offense. And as, you know, we tried to be last weekend, was very balanced in what we did between a run game and a pass game, you know, different areas of the field that we were trying to, you know, exploit. I mean, I think that's what, you know, we're trying to accomplish every week.
How rare is it to find two, like Rob and Aaron, you know, at the same time?
And we've had some pretty good tight ends here in the past, too, so, and we won a lot of games, so. You know, they're two, you know, great young players, and you know, they're counted on every week. So, you know, it's the first week of the season, and hopefully we can make this week even better.
Tom, can you tell me about the offensive line, how it played last week, considering right now, preseason was, you know, mishmash most of the preseason? How did it look with the first week?
Well, I said, you know, those guys have really worked hard, you know, throughout the course of the entire preseason, and really to see how the roster may have sorted itself out and, you know, the different position battles that have taken place. But, you know, the guys that were in there last weekend competed, you know, extremely hard for the entire game, and they really, I thought, performed great. And I had a lot of time back there to make my reads and make my throws. Communication was great, especially playing on the road in your first game. With really a new center, you know, there's quite a bit of communication that takes place between the quarterback and the center, so. You know, it's like I said, it's stuff that we can continue to build on. But you know, I have a ton of confidence in those guys. I always have.
How often do you and Ryan, you know, work? You talk about communication between quarterback and center. Do you spend extra time with him, especially being
there? Yeah, all the time. I mean, he and I. That's, you know, that's probably the one position where you're constantly in communication. You know, at practice, between, you know, when the defense is doing their drills, you know. You're working on different things with, you know, the snap or the cadence or, you know, the things that, you know, we need to communicate to each other in order to get everybody really on the same page.
How much of that balance and how we find this offense is really balanced, but how much of that can
the
game plan and how much of that just
develop? I mean, you try to game plan it for the most part, you know, weekly. I think sometimes, you know, depending on the game situation, it becomes maybe a bit out of balance if you get maybe a substantial lead or, you know, vice versa, where, you know, second half you may be forced to throw it a lot more than you would like to. But, you know, when it's a competitive game and it's still, you know, first quarter, second quarter, and you play some of these games that are going to be four-quarter games, you know, you really got to be able to try to do that over the course of the entire game. So as it turned out last week, that's pretty much how it happened. You know, we kind of played the game the way that we talked about needing to play the game. Yeah, I mean, I think those are some of the things that all the veteran players talk to some of the younger players about. And you know, you have to realize, you know, with the four preseason games and then one regular season game, it's five games, but really it's no games. You know, it's, you know, five games is almost half a college season. But, you know, those guys are mature, and I'm sure that, you know, coach is going to, you know, try to help them understand it as well. But, You know, we all have that responsibility as teammates to, you know, try to push a guy through a certain week when he may not be feeling his best, and that's part of the mental toughness that you have as a team and that you build over the course of training camp. So it's a long season. I mean, we haven't even started. We, you know, one game down, and there's a ton of football to play. So you know, I think the important thing is to make the improvements on a daily basis so that, you know, when you're in November and December, you know, you've really progressed over the course of a lot of practices, a lot of games. You've learned from a lot of situations so that really in the most critical months and when you need it the most, you're able to go out and execute based on some past experiences.
And last year at this time, I asked you about anything to say to the home fans, maybe a kinder, gentler way, if you'd like to say something.
I forgot about that. Thanks for bringing that up. And I heard about that for a while from Coach Belichick, so I'll probably just keep my mouth shut. Hopefully we give him a lot of reasons to cheer and, you know, to be excited. And that usually results from us playing well, so I hope that's the case again.
And it seemed like last year the crowd was, you say, into it pretty much the entire way with you guys. They seemed pretty excited, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we get great support, and we get great support at training camp. I mean, it's a sports town, so, you know, the people that come out and support us, I mean, we love, you know, we have great fans that cheer loud, and like I said, the more touchdowns we score, the louder they're going to cheer, so hopefully we can get them revved up early. Yeah, it feels a lot better. Yeah, it's okay. No problem. My wife likes it, so I'm good. I'm done, guys. I'm going. I'll see you. Oh. Yeah, I mean, Troy's a great friend of mine. You know, he's just a special player and friend and teammate, and we've been in the huddle quite a, you know, for a lot of years. So it's really a great honor for him. He certainly deserves it. I mean, when you think of a Patriot player and an attitude, you know, that's the first guy that comes to mind. So everyone will be excited for him. You know, we see him from here time to time. I know he still wishes he could get out there and play with us. He says he's always got 3 or 4 plays left in him, but he's getting a little heavy to me, so I don't know about that. So thanks, guys.